Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Reddit on Reddit, Nelson.
What? What's happening, Camper?
I know. Where's the intro music?
What? This is crazy. It's not even a Monday.
Well, let me explain, Nelson.
Thanks, because I'm in the dark.
Well, yes. Today, we actually have something a little different. We have an interview with a bona fide Reddit superstar.
Yeah, superstar, for sure.
Yeah. So we're going to Reddit with a guy called PM Me Your Tits Girl, and he claims to have started the PM Me Your Naming trend, which is something we've mentioned on the show before.
Yeah, which is pretty amazing. So basically, it's celebrity status.
Yes.
I mean, for us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that he acknowledged us. yeah, cool. So I guess we're not too sure of the sound quality, to be perfectly honest. Might be a little bit worse.
We had to do a tricky kind of hack job of trying to set up an interview across global, I guess. He's in America.
Yeah, in Colorado, actually.
So we were actually in different rooms, and we were using an interface to do it through. So the audio quality might be a little bit different. Yeah. Obviously, you're used to top-tier audio quality.
Yeah, exactly. On this show.
Yeah, on this show. And you're used to slick production. So we're going to try and keep it at that standard if we can.
Yeah.
But it might sound a little different.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we hope you enjoy it. Welcome to a very special episode of Reddit on Reddit. For the first time ever, we are doing an interview with what can only be referred to as an A-grade Reddit personality. That's right, Camber. We had enough money to get him on the show. You might know him, so please welcome to the show, PM Me Your Tits Girl.
Hey there.
How's it going? Thanks for joining us.
Going good. How about you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. Do you feel privileged being our first interviewee?
Yeah, it feels great.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Good to know. Good answer.
Thank you.
All right, so I guess the burning question we really have is the PM Me Your Tits Girl username. We want to know the origin story because, a few episodes ago, we mentioned, hey, there's quite a few PM Me names. I wonder, how that started, who started it all. And you said to me, you're the one that started, and that's a big claim. So I'm wanting the origin story of the PM Me Your Tits Girl username.
Okay, so, all right. So back in, this would have been 2013 now.
Yeah.
I was at the hospital waiting for my nephew to be born, and I'm a big fan of novelty accounts. So... that evening I was trying to think of novelty type accounts to create to use on Reddit.
Yeah.
And there was actually a guy, his name was PM Me About Anything. So he was the first.
Okay. Okay.
He didn't comment a whole lot, but he was the only one I had ever seen. And so he was the only one I knew of. So I created this account thinking, it'd be fun to, show up when maybe a girl would identify herself as being girl, because how Redditors are like, hey, and all this stuff. So so I let the account sit for about a month before I used it, and then as soon as I started using it, it got immediate attention, and people just it was really weird.
And the
PMs started right away.
So it worked, so you started getting tits.
Yeah. The first couple images were just jokes. People were sending either bird pictures or just random Google images that they would find. So so you could use Karma Decay and reverse Google image search to find out where these pictures were from and if they were legit or not. So basically, what would happen was I would comment on Reddit, and then people would be like, there would be a certain group of people that would be like, BS, your name doesn't work. You're just lying. You're whatever. You're just making all this up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And like, well, how do I prove that my name is actually working. You know, they're just taking my word for it, right? So
Yeah, okay.
what I ended up doing was creating the subreddit, which is just, you know, my username. And then I went back and I asked people that had sent me PMs. I was like, "Can I share your picture publicly? People don't believe my name actually works and that, you
Yeah.
know, you're not real." So,
Yeah, you have to prove it to the trolls on Reddit.
exactly. Yeah, 'cause otherwise, you know, you're just a liar to them, right? And
Yes,
like,
yeah.
yeah, it doesn't work. So, quite a few said, "Sure, yeah, fine, go ahead, whatever, that's fine." So, that's about half. About half
Okay.
of them said okay, and then the other half either said no or they just declined.
Okay, yeah.
So,
So
what, since you kind of started this, how many people have you seen that are trying to do the same thing that have come to you asking for advice?
I do get actually the it does happen out of the blue off and on where people will send me a PM and they're like, "How in the world do you do this? I've been using this for a couple of months and it doesn't work at all."
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really know. I mean, other than being really visible, like you know, timing on posts is important to, you know, to get in early on the comments to be able to get a top comment to be visible.
So, based on that, sorry to cut in.
That's okay.
Do you generally search by new? Because I know that's an option, and then you sort of you post straight away to the posts that come up, hopefully with something witty enough that'll get enough upvotes to be a top comment from the beginning.
Sort of. Actually, I don't do by new. I actually go top of the hour. So if
Okay.
the top items near the top are going
Right.
to be the ones that are going to be on the front page. You kind of got to look at how many votes per minute that a post is getting. If you
Okay.
have a post that has 30 votes in 30 minutes, that's going to be a front page item.
Okay, right. That is really interesting, actually. So
Yeah.
we could, this is a tip to all the Redditors out there who want to become a famous Redditor, to look for 30 votes in 30 minutes. Okay.
So with this whole kind of thing that you've created, what is the furthest reach you've seen it kind of achieve?
I have heard of a PM username who actually found he fell in love with a person, I believe, and they ended up getting married, I believe. I
Yeah,
don't
actually, I
remember.
saw that. It's like PM me your small tits or something, right?
That sounds familiar. I'm not sure. I've never spoken to him, I don't think,
Right.
but I think that's about as far as you can go, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, marrying somebody who would have thought that's how you'd meet. Tell the kids, yeah, I sent in my tits once, and the rest is history. Based on this, and you, I guess, have a bit of a system of when to post. What's your karma at now? So there's two types of karma. There's the post
Yes.
karma. So when you post something and everybody upvotes that, you get a point for every upvote. And also the comment karma. So when you comment on somebody else's post and people upvote the comments. So what's your karma level at both those things?
So I've got two different accounts that I use as my main accounts. And one of them I use for commenting and one I use for linking. So there's a little bit of there's a little story behind each one of them, but the PM me your tits girl with the underscores, that's the one that I started out with. So I started out doing commenting on that one, and I'm at 260,000 for that.
All right.
And I have another account which is PM your tits girl with dashes rather than underscores. And the story behind that one was I reserved that account so that just nobody else would take
You
that
couldn't have any
name.
copycats.
Yeah, no copycats, because that'd just be weird, right?
Yeah, exactly. They stay away from your tit pictures. They're all yours.
So,
Yep.
for that one, actually, what I did is on January 1st of 2016, I wanted to make a run to see if I could be the first PME to get 1 million karma.
Okay.
So, yeah, so my goal, and if you divide that out, say if you divide a million out by 365 days, I figured that'd be about 2,700 points per day, which
Okay.
is doable.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how quickly or how fast that would happen.
Yeah.
So I just started at that and ended up at, I think it was just over 4 months getting to get to a
Really?
million.
Whoa, 4 months. That's such a short period of time.
It was right around 9,000 points a day is what I ended up being averaging throughout the whole year.
Whoa, that's crazy. I find that amazing, actually, only because my experience with Reddit is obviously there's some things that get upvoted heaps, but there are so many trolls on Reddit that even innocent comments made by some people are extremely downvoted. And I'd imagine that, is did you feel that there was ever a risk that you were going to say something innocently and it get downvoted so much that you lose a lot of karma?
Not really, because it's so ridiculously easy to get it that
Yeah, okay.
the loss of it just doesn't, it doesn't matter. So yeah, that's just one thing you learn about, or at least on my end. I try not to express personal opinion on things,
Okay.
and I stay really far away from politics because I don't want to be involved with
Okay, yeah.
that at all.
That is not a rule that our podcast follows
Oh,
whatsoever. So, how often were you posting? In these 4 months to get the to get that karma.
okay. I kind of had a really weird sleep schedule throughout that whole time. So, I can't read it at work. So, I just had to do it, when I got home. And, if there was a time that was available that I could be on Reddit, then I would just go ahead and post and search for content that I could find, and mainly browsed Imgur. That was the big one. I think somewhere around 99% of the stuff that I found was on Imgur. So,
Well, what I was wondering is, have you ever had anyone kind of, or not so much recognize you, but kind of work out who you were? Have you ever met anyone that knows who you are through Reddit?
Like a real life interaction, do you mean, Cameron?
I've had, let's see, let's see, let's see, let's see. So I don't post my picture online too much. I know, like Galaboob, he posts his picture quite a bit. So, he's easily recognizable by other people. He's, I think, number two right now for most karma total.
All right. We actually had a thing from him last week, I think, Gallyboob. I didn't realize how big he was until afterwards.
He's quite the karma run with his account. So it's been fun watching him. As far as being recognized in real life, I don't th that's not no there was a Reddit meetup that was a couple years ago that I attended in Denver, and I was chatting up with one of the guys that brought a bunch of he brought some juggling pins, which I hadn't done before. And I was like, yeah, I can juggle three things, but I've never done juggling pins. And he's like, I was like, can you teach me? He's like, yeah, sure. And so we were, I was practicing with the stuff, and I was like, thanks. That was a lot of fun. So then we were all standing in the circle, getting ready to eat our lunch there, and we were going around the circle, mentioning our usernames on Reddit. And so he's standing next to me to my left. And I say my name, and then he pushes me and says, "Get the fuck out of here." That's you.
Was he the only one, or did everybody sort of know
There
who
was
you
other
were?
people that knew because I had told other people, and you can kind of hear him whispering and pointing and like, "Yeah, okay."
There must have been like a guy that was maybe there with his girlfriend being like, "Oh no, I've never heard of that one."
Never. Yeah, who's that?
And she's like, "Yeah, me either."
I've never sent anything to that.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. So do you have, I guess, some favorite subreddits of yours that might not necessarily be part of the general overall ones that everybody's part of, but something that's a little bit unique that you really love and are a part of?
Okay. Yeah, there's basically two kinds of subreddits that I care for, more than just the general default stuff. I do like to create subreddits and grow them from scratch. Like I really enjoy, seeing that get from zero users, zero subscribers up to, 20,000 in some cases right now for some of the subreddits I've got. The other type of subreddit I like is GIF subreddits, and I help out with high quality GIFs,
Yeah, right. You just
moderate
had a
with
meetup
them.
just before this interview.
Yes, yeah. So I do a weekly Google Hangout on high quality GIFs on Friday nights. So I'll sticky the post, and anybody can join. So I had started the thing to teach people that didn't know how to make GIFs to give them an opportunity to learn one-on-one with some other GIF makers. And we have created a couple new GIF makers, which has been a lot of fun. It's real fun to see people grow from not having a clue to getting a fair amount of karma on Reddit for making GIFs. So that's real fun to see that. And oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just gonna ask as well. Based on this, I think it's really interesting you mentioned how, it's like people learning how to create these GIFs to, I guess, also for the enjoyment, but partly there's this, want to get as much karma as possible. What do you think, I guess, the mentality is behind just wanting to attain this karma? I mean, unless it's like Bitcoin one day, it's essentially not really worth anything. So I guess my question is, what is karma worth to you?
Oh, this is a very odd topic for me. Personally, I've said this before numerous times. I'd prefer if karma scores were actually hidden. I don't really care. I don't care if I because I get harassed a bit, for having a fair amount. But it's not like it's, not a lot of people do it. But if I could have the option to hide it, I'd be okay with that. And I do have like little goals that I'd like to do myself, like the PM me with the dashes. I wanted to, be the first one to 1 million, but for the PM me account. And let's see what else.
Well,
But yeah, I'd like to.
you have a project at the moment, right? With some subreddits that you're creating.
Yes. Okay, so I have a majority of the subreddits that I create, they're cat subreddits. I have a cat myself. Her name is Squishy.
Squishy, good name.
Yeah. And so when I was doing linking, that was kind of a majority of what the type of content that I was posting was majority animals, just because I like animals. So a majority of the subreddits that I create are all cat subreddits. And there's one subreddit in particular that was it's called Girls with Huge Pussies. And that it's actually a cat subreddit. But there it's literally just women holding a very large cat.
Do you get people angry when they click on expecting one thing and seeing the other, or do you find that people generally find it funny?
You get a mix of both, but generally people are amused by it.
That's good.
So I thought of that subreddit, and I pondered, and I was like, I wonder if I could make something like this. And then what I did is I just thought of an idea, and I was like, okay, maybe if I do like tight pussy, and then see if that's a subreddit, and then make that with cats in tight places. So that was actually a subreddit that was banned 3 years prior for for violating the Reddit rules. So they actually got shut down. And I was like, can I Reddit request this? Because there's a subreddit called Reddit Request, and if a subreddit is dead, or the moderator left, or it got banned, or something like that, you can actually submit and take over a subreddit that has nobody on it.
Okay.
So I didn't know how I was going to get that, and sure enough, I did. It takes about 30 days for you to get the subreddit,
Okay.
and that actually caught on rather quickly. I got 1,000 subscribers within the first week,
Right.
and it's at 3,000 now, which is pretty good for an odd subreddit. And then along the same lines, I thought, well, maybe if I do this one, maybe I can get some more. So I typed in pocket pussy, and sure enough, that was actually a porn subreddit also, but again, it was abandoned, and there was only one post there at the time. So I was like, I'll take this one too. Sure, why not? And then I just kept going and going, and I think I'm up to about six of them right now. I don't have the list in front of me, but the latest one I got was Pussy Gifts, which is, just, and yeah.
Right, that's good.
Yeah.
So how do you actually how would you say you promote the subreddits?
Okay. It goes along the same lines of what you do when you comment. So you want, when you're trying to get in early to a thread. So the earlier you get into a thread, the more people are going to see it. So if you show up in a thread that's 6 hours old, a lot of people have already seen it, and the likelihood of people coming back to a thread, you visit a thread, you generally don't come back. So just getting in early is mainly the key. And yeah, just mention the subreddit within the comments, and it'll gain you traffic. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Could you do us a favor? Because Camber and I are really lazy. Could you just like comment the Reddit podcast subreddit, every now and again? That'd be great. Currently, I think we have about two subscribers. So, and that's me
Two.
and Camber. So
Okay, so well, here's a tip for you. And I'll use my subreddits. I'll go Big Cat GIFs. Big Cat GIFs. That's one that I created. So what you want to do is, you want to visit subreddits that are related to your topic, so of your subreddit. So
We're
for
about
me, I
Reddit.
would,
That's everything.
that's everywhere. So there's two subreddits that I would go to. I would go to Awe and GIFs. And Awe would have a large selection of, just, well, anything really, big cat related. But yeah, so you just want to get in a thread early that has a topic that's of related to your subreddit, and that's key to gaining your subscriber base.
Getting a bit of traction. All right, cool. That's a good tip. And for all the listeners who are wanting to start their own subreddits, about, maybe they could also do some sort of pussy subreddit that is feline friendly.
And then within theirs that they create, they could just promote us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how this works. It's a circle of life, Cambo. cool. Camber, do you have any? Actually, sorry, I do have. I have another question for you. Earlier we were talking, or yesterday we were talking, and you said, "Oh, I've done other stuff other than Reddit." You said that you've played the world's number one athlete in their sport. I was wondering who that is and what
Yes.
sport you played.
I kind of left that open-ended just in case you'd ask there. Allison Fisher, who is the number one, at the time, she was the number one nine ball billiards
Oh,
player.
right.
Yeah. So there was a charity event in Las Vegas that when I just happened to be in Las Vegas at the same time, and I saw that this was happening. It was, a charity event. So you pay $20 to pay to play one of to play a pro. And yeah, when I broke, I actually almost put the nine ball in the pocket right off the break. It was 4 inches from the pocket, and unfortunately, she comboed it in rather quickly. So
I can
so
imagine
close.
that.
I almost beat her in one shot, which would have been cool.
No, that's what they want you to think. So that was a remote controlled ball, and they're like, "Oh, we'll get him to donate another $20." And
You
it was all a
got
scam.
hustled. Yeah.
Alright, cool. Well, thanks for that. Kemba, do you have any more questions?
No, I'm more just I've as we've been talking, I've been going through all these different subreddits. I'm
So
fascinated.
you haven't been paying attention, basically.
Sorry, what?
What have you seen, Canberra? What's the most fascinating one you've seen?
I'm enjoying pocket pussy, if I'm being honest with
Okay.
you.
Yeah, that's good. Is it pocket like kittens though, really? Surely it's not, you know, like.
It is, yeah.
Okay, good. That sounds a great one, actually.
You know, Nelson, if we were in the same room, I could show you.
Yeah, we maybe after the
Oh,
interview, maybe then. All right, well, thank you for sharing your time with us, PME Utitskill. Really appreciate it. You've educated two people who don't really know too much about Reddit, even though they have a podcast about Reddit. It's been really interesting. Thanks for joining us. And you know, if you see PME Utitskill online, say hello and give him an upvote. That's what I say.
or PM your tits.
Or PM your tits. That's the
There
main
you
thing. That's me. I'm gonna do it right now. That's what I'm gonna
go.
do.
No.
All right. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you,
We'll
guys.
read you
All right.
later.
All right, catch you later.